Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two for this January 17th, 2023. 10:31 on the clock, your host, James, here. And we're joined for the next half an hour by our friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We've got Ben Eberlein with us. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, James.
Good to see you, man.
The same to you.
Been a little while.
First time in the new year, I think.
Yeah, it is the first time in the new year. That's why it seems like it's been a while. It's good to have you. How you been?
Excellent. You know, great wrap-up to campaign and really looking forward to everything going on this year, we're doing in the community. It's just so much going on. It's all chock full of looking ahead at the calendar. I already feel like we're into spring, but the weather disagrees.
Yes. The weather, Mother Nature told us differently, but it does kind of feel that way, especially you start getting excited and looking forward to certain events. Have so many things to look forward to this spring with our United Way and going into the summer, of course. But before we get to any of that, got to rewind a little bit here. Want to talk about you guys had a newsletter come out yesterday. Yesterday. United Way helping families thrive with the February challenge. So let's start right there, Ben. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties developed this cabin fever challenge. It's been a couple of years we've talked about this. Let's get into it for those that may not know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, kind of exactly what we're talking about with this weather here, trying to help everybody get through this last stretch of winter. Cabin fever is basically like a new take on bingo, right? It's a family based event, you know, trying to really promote families to get engaged, do activities together, and in a self-paced way. It came out of COVID, but out of popularity, it's been something that we've continued to do. Like I said, this year being the third year we're doing that. So, like I said, to really get families engaged, stay active in the community during a time when there's, you know, with the shorter days and the colder weather and there's not as much going on, it's hard to do. And then kind of, you know, what we do at United Way all the time is focus on, education and health and all this kind of stuff. And so we're wrapping that and weaving that in to the challenge as well.
Well, also giving people a fun way of doing it and some activities and some things to do, just bluntly, something to do on these cold days of winter where there is nothing to do sometimes. There's plenty of great activities out there, and that's part of this challenge as well. But I love the idea of you're sitting there, you don't know what to do with the kids, it's a snow day or it's just a rough weather day and there's nothing to you can't really get them outside or anything. You have these kind of things right there in your back pocket, like, oh, I'm not going to go crazy with my kids today. We're going to go crazy together doing some fun, having some fun activities or something like that. When it comes to the bingo part of this, let's kind of get into that part.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So, like I said, it's based on bingo, whereas you get a card instead of calling B19, you know, we have families just do family activities together to fill those spaces. So that's how it's a self-paced thing. They get the entire month of February where, we've put different ideas for family activities on the back of the card because a lot of times, especially when you haven't seen the sun for a week, it's hard to get the motivation to even think about things to occupy your kids for, you know, until bedtime.
Yeah, right. So, just to survive.
Exactly.
To make it to bedtime, yes.
That is the daily challenge.
It's one of those things, too, where, again, the United Way goes that extra step. It's one thing to come up with this idea and to do all that, and the challenge, the bingo part, everything, it's fun. But it just speaks to what you guys do there where, okay, here you go, here's this challenge, everybody, and then you got families sitting there, and maybe they don't know what to do, maybe they do. Here, you take that scenario out of there completely. Like, if you are sitting there and you know what to do, great. Go ahead and have fun and come up with your own stuff and everything. But if you're looking for ideas or things to just even spin off of, ideas to spin off of, there, the United Way's got you with that and gives you a bunch of ideas and examples.
Yeah, exactly. So, and all the ideas that we put on there, and obviously it's called the Cabin Fever Challenge. So each one of the ideas that we have relates to a letter in cabin. Instead of bingo, it's cabin. So we have, you know, caring for community, activity, building skills, interest in hobbies, and then new, and for trying something new or new experiences. Mm-hmm. So really, like I said, really wrapping in everything that, our mission to help families have access to education and income and health and all the safety net services, kind of bring all that together in this so that families can get involved in the community at the same time.
Let's break that down a little bit, that caring for communities, the activity, these things. So what you do is when that day comes up, a C, you're going to do something caring for your community. You're going to do something involving that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And families can do it, you know, however they, you know, you can fill this board however you want. If, you really identify that you want to get your kids more active, you know, focus on that A column, get a bunch of activities going. And whenever you do an activity, write it in a space. And just like bingo, when you get five in a row, you get bingo. And every bingo that you get is an entry to win one of the Family Fun prize baskets we'll be giving away at the end of the challenge.
And just for an example, you go to uwswac.org, go into the Cabin Fever Challenge, and there are ideas for filling out your bingo card. As I look under caring for community, I see volunteering, of course, with the United Way. There's food donations with Focus Food Pantry, Backpacks for Kids, Focus Family Backpacks, the Family Center. There's lots of ways to care for your community. So you see these examples here and ways that you can volunteer or donate or be a part of these things, and then you can fill that out on your calendar.
Exactly. And I think you you made an excellent point there. We've tried to make this as accessible as possible. So in addition to the ideas that are on the sheet, you can head to our website and find links to things, you know, not just ideas, but you can click a link that takes you directly to, you know, something to do, you know, in addition to what's printed on the sheet. So there's so many different ways to have fun with this, and we've tried to make it easy, you know.
Really have. I mean, you almost have no excuse not to do this stuff, you know, because it is that, not only is it easy, but it's fun and engaging too. I like that part. I like that mix of things that there is to this. It's also another great way for people to get to know their community better, to get to know some of their nonprofits in this community better too. I like the idea of, well, you know, I'd like to help out Focus, but how can I help? I know that maybe I could donate some food, but what else could I do? I'll call over there. I'll talk to Dale. I'll see what else I can do. And you'd go over there, you talk to Dale, and Dale's an amazing human being. He'll help you out. And then all of a sudden, boom, I know Focus. I know the people over there. I know them on a first name basis. That doesn't just mean that's something you know. Your kids are going to hear that. Your kids are going to see that. And they see you doing these things. And they learn from it, too. It has this wonderful kind of like step-by-step thing, this domino effect that goes on, all from trying to just have some fun with your kids on a snow day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really fun idea. It's a really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, and we, you know, definitely exactly what you're saying. Encourage people to head to our website, too, and to get ideas. You can look at the list of partner programs and agencies that we work with in the community, because for everything that people know about United Way, and you're so involved and engaged in, and James, you know a ton more than the average person. So sometimes in our conversations, I forget that there are people out there that might not know exactly what we do. So heading to our website, you can look at the list of all the different programs that exist in the community that we support that a ton of people might not even be aware exists. So, you know, whether you're looking to participate in this challenge, or you might see something in there that applies to, you know, a need that you might have, or a family that, you know, they could call 211 and get connected, that kind of stuff as well. And like I said, it's just the exposure and getting to know all this different stuff that's going on in the community that it's a great way to get introduced to that and introduce your kids to that as well.
It's a really good point, Ben. Especially when I get going with Terry or you or somebody, I think that some of this stuff, it's so common to me. I don't necessarily get the details and all. I appreciate that. That's good reach. That's good work by you. I do want to touch on something else too, because you mentioned this a little bit. We're doing this in February. All of a sudden, it's February 9th, and I realize, oh, I've only filled out like one or two days on the calendar. Does that matter? Can I, you know, fill? Do I have to fill it out all at once? Per day, or can I do this sparingly?
That you self-paced, do it however self-paced. You know, families are comfortable. If you forget to do it till halfway through the month, that's fine. Get on board. And the big thing is, you know, we want families to take advantage of the entire month, so they can. It's obviously it's a shorter month. There's 25 spaces on the board, so you can almost do something every day, you know, just to kind of keep things fresh for family and be engaged, and that way get every chance to win one of those family baskets. So even if family doesn't fill the entire board, maybe they only do get one row of bingo or two, still submit your game board, and you can still be entered to win, and you might get lucky.
Want to touch on what they can win in a second. Before that, though, I know in years past, one of the things that has come up is, well, I want to do this, but I don't know if I can print one out. I don't know how I can get one even, or that kind of thing, as far as printing out a Cabin Fever Challenge board. How can they do that, and can they keep it online? Do they have to have a hard copy? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. Again, trying to make this as easy as possible for everybody.
Yes.
So, yeah, so the PDF of the game board is available on our website for download or print. If you can't print it, or we do have an option where you can submit the activities through our website, mm-hmm. Just like our game board, where you'd write in every space with an activity you've done.
Yeah.
You'd fill in a different box on that website with each activity, then click submit, and it'll submit it as an electronic version. If you're really taken up to the last minute and you're trying to get activities done the day before it's due, you keep doing it, and then you feel free to send us a picture or a scan of your game board instead of mailing it in. Mm. And then WRPS is partnering with us too, so if your student is, your child is a student, they can also drop that off. The elementary schools will accept those, and I'll pick those up at the district. So. Mm.
That's cool. Is that new this year?
That's new, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Really really excited that the district was willing to collaborate on that, because it's a lot of families. You know what I mean? It's a lot of moving parts to get these game boards into the hands of students. So
that's interesting. You know, this guy I know, Craig Bourne, you should get him involved in this. I think he'd...
He sounds like a great guy.
Doesn't he? Yeah. He sounds like a guy. No, of course, shout out to Craig and everything. campaign chairman this year, of course, for the United Way. But that I think that speaks to, again, just going a couple little just going a couple little steps here. Bring Craig on. Now, this may have happened anyway, and especially with the intertwining of the Wisconsin Public Schools and United Way and all that. But I do think that you bring somebody like that on, and they're able to give some insight or maybe see some things that others don't, or they're able to share things that maybe just happen organically. And then something like this happens that is such a cool added step to this that's growing. You mentioned, Ben, that this came about because of the pandemic and stuff, and I find myself more and more finding silver linings from that period of time.
It's so true.
There's so much we lost, and so many things that you could focus on the negative of, and I'm not making light of those or trying to escape past them, but I do think we don't do ourselves any good if that's all we focus on. If we can look at more and more of these positives, even things like this that may not seem that huge, but imagine the amount of families that are going to have some fun because of this event. You know, that seems worth it to me. That seems worthwhile.
1,000%.
If you want to find out more, you can go to uwswac.org. Encourage you to do that. As we wrap up, before we go to our commercial break, Ben, when they fill these out, when they submit them, what can they possibly win?
Yeah, we have three family fun baskets that we're currently putting together, still receiving some amazing donations. In the past, just to give an idea of everything that's gone into those, family craft activities and supplies, mm-hmm. and board games and other, to try to lean a little educational. So even if we can make the case for a game like Uno, right, that's mm-hmm. still, math and
yeah.
patterns. And
yeah, definitely.
Things like that. We have VIP movie passes from Rogers Cinema.
Nice.
And
nice.
YMCA has provided family passes. Again, sticking to the themes, community yes. and activity and hobbies and all sorts of fun stuff that families can do together. And each gift basket, it's not just like a wicker, decorative basket. It's a laundry basket. Something, even the basket itself is usable. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that part. That's very cool.
Yeah,
oh,
it's really,
really
fun.
Smart. I like that.
I can't take credit for that.
It's good, though. That's good. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and talk some more with Ben and our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on Morning Magazine here at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Getting an update right now from our friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Got Ben in with us, and this has been a lot of fun, Ben. Appreciate the time.
I love coming here. It's always a good conversation and good to visit.
One of the cooler things that I think you guys do over there is the Spring Born Learning Academy session that the United Way does. Let's talk about this a little bit, Ben, especially for people that may not know or be familiar with what it is.
We are really excited to bring this back. Obviously, due to the pandemic, the last couple sessions were put on pause. But basically, the Born Learning Academy is just a free workshop series for parents. It's a focus on school readiness. So any family with a child or children under age 5, they can register to be part of this and just kind of learn different ideas and strategies for using everyday moments, just to use those as teachable moments for their kids and build that school readiness.
One of the things that I appreciate that the United Way does is when you have something like this, there is a focus of kind of like, okay, this is what the event is for. This is what we're hoping to do with this event and help with. But then there are all these other layers to it. And it's never, no event is just one thing. It's never really just, there may be a headline, there may be a center focus, but it certainly isn't the only thing you get from said event. Something like this, one of the things we missed about it and talking to people in the community about missing this event was, you know, I miss seeing so-and-so. Or I miss running into what's his name, you know, or that kind of thing. People that you don't get to see very often or just don't get a chance to interact very often with because life is busy and, you know, kids and et cetera, et cetera. And getting to see some of that stuff. I know another thing that I remember hearing from people, too, was the idea of even just the chance to get back into a school classroom. You know, as adults, it's been decades for some of us since we've been to an elementary school or something like that. It's fun and nostalgic, but it also reminds us of what it's like to be one of those little people. And that empathy isn't a horrible thing to have, especially the older we get, the more we seem to forget what it's like to be a kid. It gives us a little of that. These layers, again, that they may not have the central focus of what this is all about, but they're things that are kind of added bonuses, if you will, of these events. This event certainly is focused on helping kids and getting kids to learn more, to understand more, and for parents to understand what their kids are learning as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, building the family connection, the community connection. One big part of the Born Learning Academy is the workshops that we've run is we start each session. It's a 6-session series, so it's once a week in the evening. But we start each session with a family meal. And exactly what you said, you're connecting with other people that are, you know, like-minded in that they are approaching this from, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, economically, socially, in life, whatever. You're looking at this as, okay, I want to make sure that my kids have the best foot forward in starting school, make sure they're ready. So you get to connect with other families, and then your kids get to connect, too. They get to play. There's free childcare provided while the parents are attending the workshop after the meal. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I mean, it's so intertwined, like you said, and so you're not only learning this stuff, but you get a congregational meal. Is just, you know, it's different than just bumping into somebody, you know. Sharing that with other families is a huge bonus and benefit.
When you're taking the kids to soccer practice or something and you see so-and-so, you can talk for a couple of minutes, but there's other things going on and you're busy and all that. This, the part of the inner, you know, kind of built into the event itself is that, you know, interacting.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. So that's kind of cool about this. And I like the idea of parents supporting parents, parents being able to help other parents. For too long, it has been a thing of judgment or talking about other parents and judging and these things and stuff. I love the idea of more and more opportunities in society for families to come together and work together and share information. Hey, what worked for Timmy for you? Because what's working for Sally, nothing's working with Sally for me. What would work for you? That kind of thing. And sharing more of this instead of like, notice that the Smiths can't get Timmy under control. Like that stuff. We move past that as a society. Now we're looking to work together and build our communities even stronger through events like this.
And small towns aside, I mean, as a parent, you probably know, you know, better than anybody how when you do have an issue or not even an issue, I shouldn't say that. You do have a situation with your child where like, oh my gosh, you know, I'd really like to see, you know, this behavior instead of this. But you talk to other parents, right?
Yeah.
So this is a great space to do that where not only can they learn some of the techniques, and whether it's literacy or health and nutrition, building relations, you know, social emotional kind of, they can learn that from the workshop. Then they can talk with each other and see, hey, how did this work for you? Or, yeah, you know, what was your approach? You know, so there, it really does go hand in hand.
It's a real-time chance for you to be in the classroom with the kids and learning something like that. Like, certainly you can't do that when they're actually in school and all these things. That'd be very distracting for the children. Although I would love the idea of having my father over my shoulder as I'm trying to learn math. Jimmy, that's wrong. Yeah. I like this. I like the idea of getting parents in the schools, of parents getting to talk to other parents, of getting the chance to talk about some of these skill sets with your or skills with your kids, and really helping them tune them, fine-tune them to when they get into the classroom, they're that much more prepared. They're able to learn that much easier.
And that's what, and we know that from, you know, all the coalition work, everything that we're doing, all the research that's come out in the last decade or two. I mean, we know how important those early years are. So if we can give parents, you know, the tools to really make the most of that time and get their, you know, kids prepared for school the best way possible, you know, we owe that to those parents and the community. So, yeah, we're really excited. We're really excited to have this, bring this back. It's free. Mm-hmm. Like I said, 6 workshop series. It's once a week. It's Tuesday evenings, and this is a collaboration with the Nukusu School District. So it's hosted at Humpke Elementary. You know, they're co-sponsoring this with us, so they really are a huge piece of making this possible. And so, yeah, we're really excited to have them as a partner in this, too.
Great people, great school, Humpke Elementary. A big shout-out to them, and a good morning to all of them over there. I love the idea of this event being not only all those things that we've talked about there and everything. I like the idea, too, of these parents getting a chance to be on school grounds and I think we feel a little more comfortable the more that we see of the world, the more that we understand. Like, you have fears about your kids going to school or something like that. Well, you go to the school. You see the school. You see all the interacting, the security issues, all these things. This goes on a lot more in bigger cities. But I don't want to, you know, dismiss it as far as rural towns go or small towns go. And I think there's a little added bonus to that, too, for parents, whether it's subconscious or not. It feels so cool for these kids to know that their parents care about their care about them like that. Once they become teenagers, that may not be the case. But while they're little, they still care about this stuff. That stuff's still cool to them and everything. Hey, mom and dad showed up or something like that, and they're a part of this thing. As teenagers, no, that will not be the case probably. So enjoy it while you can, parents, and be in on these things and have fun with them. I want to kind of go through just real quickly, Ben, what people can expect through these classes, these sessions, if you will. So we mentioned you go there, you're going to have breakfast early, right away.
Dinner
right away. I'm getting out of it.
Breakfast
early.
For dinner is one of my favorites.
This is why it's important to eat breakfast, everybody. you end up throwing it into interviews. You didn't begin with dinner, and then where does it go from there?
Yeah, exactly. So like I mentioned earlier, families will get child care provided during the workshop so the parents can attend the workshop. And then each of the, like I said earlier, there's 6 sessions. So 6 weeks in a row, we'll meet for Tuesday night. And during that workshop, each session is a different topic. So we can really just zero in and give some strategies or just work on an activity or something. I think I mentioned earlier, you know, social emotional, topics like relationship, literacy, health and nutrition, even just like how children learn, just helping parents understand that, you know, you might be doing all these things or trying to help your kid, but if you can approach it from, you know, XYZ way instead, it'll sink him. You know, it's just some of those basic things about just understanding how to maximize that kind of effort with your kids.
Yeah. And knowing what your kids know. You know, that added layer of that is so so important to so many parents out there, and being able to be a part of something like that, I think is just as equally great too. If people want to learn more, if they want to register for this, because do you need to register for something like this?
Do require registration, and we can have up to 20 families. So we aren't quite full yet. We have some spots left. So what we did was we actually extended the deadline. It was supposed to be today, but we extended that through the end of the week just to make sure if we can fill a couple more spots and make sure that, you know, let's fit as many families as possible into this. So anybody interested in registering can go to our website, and it's just a simple form, just filling out, giving us some information, how to contact you, and make sure that we can send reminders. Since it is 6 weeks in a row, we just want to be able to connect with the families that are registered, and just send those reminders so that we can make sure to see them. They can get the most out of that program as well. So
Again, as Ben was telling you, every session includes a free meal, on-site childcare, and a door prize drawing for families in attendance. It's such a fun kind of thing. All those things added on, along with the other stuff Ben and I were talking about. And I want to mention, too, that this isn't a gigantic time commitment or anything either. It's not going to take away 5 hours of your day or anything. We're talking like an hour, 15, hour and a half, maybe.
An hour and a half a week is all this.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not even that big of a time commitment. It's, again, dinner is covered. Right away, like I bet you there's some people out there that they didn't even hear the rest of what we said. Like immediately, like I don't have to worry about dinner one day a week. Like boom, sign me up. And that part of it too, that it's not that this huge time commitment as far as the amount of weeks this goes on. It's only 6 weeks, not that huge. I do want to mention real quick, if I am taking this and I'm going to miss like the second week or the third week or something like that, while we need you to get, we want you to be a part of as many of these as possible. It's not a deal breaker if you can't make every single one. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And if something like that were to come up, the family could just let us know and we could just make sure that, you know, if we know they're absolutely can't make week two, you know, there's other ways that we can try and make sure that they still benefit. And as long as they are, you know, if they're interested and want to be in part of this, let's not let that be a barrier. So yeah, feel free to register and just we'll make it work.
If people want to know more about the Springboard Learning Academy sessions or the Cabin Fever Challenge, Ben, how can they get in touch with you?
Feel free to stop by 351 Oak Street here in Rapids. Otherwise, I'm sure it's probably easier for folks to give us a phone call, 715-421-0390. Or feel free to reach out to me directly via email. And my email is pretty difficult. It's benben at uwswac.org.
I encourage you to find out more about these events, about Sponsor the Purse, and so many other great volunteer opportunities, whether it's calling 211 or it's going to uwswac.org. Encourage you to be a part of things with the United Way, who are part of things in our community, putting back into our community as always. Appreciate the time, Ben. Say hi to the staff over there for us.
Love being here. Thanks, James.
We'll talk again later. We got more stuff coming up for you here on WFHR. We are, well, Heather, I like the way you say it. You go for it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.